So, what I thought was really great about that was what is something I wanted to say in the intro, and I can just say very briefly now, is that I feel like in Jenna's work, she's always sort of like prying things open and saying, look at this, you know, and sort of drawing all of the connections that maybe we just didn't have the wits about us to make. So in any case, thanks, Jenna. Now we'll have Craig read, which I'm really looking forward to. I've never heard him read before. Hello, mutants.
Welcome back. Horses are falling, birds freeze under the bit. God told the first lie, ends over the means. Excess is not the distance between seeing and thinking is everything else. What we hated was expression. In a moment of suspicion, we identified the ideal. Every permutation a winner, pornography like poetry, but without illusions. Generation to generation, the problem remains. Who is dead and who isn't? Hope's alibi, continuous war. That which cannot endure the labor of longing. Because if a slave wants for nothing, wherever we are going, our enemies get there first. Speak of the devil, adaptation headed for higher ground. Creation doesn't feel. Then, as they say, the light fails. Simplicity celebrates erasure. Resurrection demands material proof. One infinitesimal revenge after another. Self-preservation is suicide to the skies. Crime never could keep a secret. That's an entry for the month of January in a piece called Last Man Standing, which is a calendar written by the last man alive. I'm going to read a little bit from the poem called Stepwork, which are intended to be epigrams, well, they're epigrams, but they're intended to be like recuperated fragments found in the wake of Genghis Khan. I wrote this thinking a lot about empire. The Mongols created the world's largest land-based empire in history, something that we're on the way to do, if not have already done in a different sense. So I was thinking a lot about empire, about war, and so on. And these are all sort of short little bits. Last world lost first. All promises promise themselves. What nature doesn't want. Nothing lives for its own sake. War makes culture. Empire begins at defense. Your money and your life. Now that we know each other, said the future to the past, let us consummate this marriage of convenience. Divine fiction and earthly consequence. Horsemen dismount the apocalypse. They live like idols in a cathedral of birds. Their moon rains naked pine needles. Their hymns rage the milk of grammar. Enter heaven through a hole at the top of the sky. Count miles by horse deaths. Eat own finger and foot every extreme. The first sign of prosperity, a messenger arrives across the yellow lake, riding on pontoons of human skins. Two crows scooped mercy's fruit, because we are all, against our will, the same. Poetry cuts time as flowers depopulate a graveyard. Describe cold water, or the snake that swallowed itself. A living tomb between scream and song. The romance of nations only exists in confession. one to denounce, one to execute. The box of the world split open, and every God-given purpose chose the lesser of one. So I should say, go Phillies, right? That's important. Obviously, you're here and you're not watching the Yankees game tonight. It was called off. Oh, was it rained out? I've been trapped in a house this afternoon without a television, so wobbly. Not my orientation. So you think it was rained out? Okay. I promise to root for the Phillies as long as I'm, you know, like south of New York. And I hate Steve Singer, right? Right. Okay. Good. So now I'm Philadelphian. This is the book before I was reading from Secret Histories. This is the book that comes before it. There's another book before that called Free Will. The three of them turn out to be a kind of trilogy of, at least for me, of working through history, politics, and my presence, or one's presence in the world. I'm going to read some short poems from this and then from the other one. This one's called Pictures of the Hanging. The world precedes us, if only in steps, but we acquire a body by elimination, momentum by displacement, union in quarantine. Every wall protects, but how small if reason perfect? Stories accrete into pictures, that infinity of the underimagined. So does margin imply center, or can knowledge parent release from reflection's aggression? Each moment convolts to undescript, sheer to ecstasy. Between white noise and carrier frequency, we inhabit a language of sheer proposition. History has been consumed, but our ears are still carnivorous. Proof. Glorious sunset, brilliant clouds. The air is growing. These days are only half filled. The edge of one splitting as it rises and slides over the other. Observation demands Congress. But a way of being is not a way of seeing. Unless we inherit the glue and enact a limit equal to all our misgivings. Can a fact change value? Autoerotic to possessive? Infinitely divisible, and split from one gap into another, drops to dreams to dark rivers. From a violent dawn to a day that is wrong, substitute strategy for a world, surrender to belong. Restitution X. A butterfly beats its wings in China. This is not an emotion. Nothing out there. No one in here. Property doesn't lie. In the next room, one boy stabbed another. Someone had scrawled kiss on the wall. Back at the station, they'll study the pictures. But if we look at a river, do we become a river? Natural time socializes historical time. Each gesture cuts the distance in half. God created law, but is above it and need not obey. Only failure revenges expression. A civilian steps off the sidewalk. This is how a day legitimizes a life. Seduce your assassin. Motive will replace us again. I want to thank Stan and Ryan for inviting us here. It turned out to be an adventureful day to get here from Providence. American Airlines, which are just ever more incompetent flights. I used to travel a great deal. I don't anymore. I'm really glad I don't, because apparently you're really not supposed to get anywhere. So Michael and I enjoy each other and spend a lot of time together at the airport. We finally got here. But thank you for inviting us. You had nothing to do with that problem. I'm sorry, that was the
But I am keeping the TV from...
You are keeping the TV. Apparently there is a TV, but it's locked away. So. Which is perfectly fine. So thank you for having us. This is a pleasure. I've been in Philadelphia probably for 20 years. So